This tip in this episode is going to help give you some clarity and momentum to making sure that these goals, these dreams, these ideas of yours really stick. You guys ready? All right, it's time for Wake Up and Level Up. I'm Mario Armstrong. Under 5 minutes, my job is to jumpstart and kick off your day. So let's go. I need you to do more reflections. I've talked about the reflection practice that we do in the Armstrong household. Every single week, we go around the table once a week, typically on Sundays. We actually have it in the calendar scheduled. We do it by noon every single Sunday. And what we do, normally around breakfast time or lunch or brunch, we get it done on Sundays, but we go around the table and we say, what were your three wins of the week? I've talked about this before on the podcast, the actual practice of doing this specific reflection. But I feel like in the beginning of 2020, right now, where a lot of people are talking about goals, they feel a lot of new energy. They want to make change because it feels like that time of year. And I get it. We should be feeling like this throughout the entire year, but it really is hard to do that. And now we're so conditioned to only really do this cleanse, this refresh, this wipeout in January, where we should really be doing this once a quarter. We should really be reassessing our goals every 90 days, reassessing where we are in our path, our process, our progress. The only way to really do the reassessment and to do it on a more frequent basis is to have some type of habit and practice. So I call it the reflection practice. We call it the three wins. I want you to make sure that you are doing this now, that you pick a day, put it on the calendar, schedule 10 minutes, and then you're going to call a friend. If you have a roommate, you'll do it with the roommate. If you have a partner, you'll do it with the partner. The point is that at least you and one other person share with each other the three wins that you've had that week. You have to do this consistently. Like, this is the way to get accountability. This is the way that you start to really see, like, holy crap, I'm actually getting things done, but I keep beating myself up thinking I'm not getting anything done because the plate is really full. The items on my to-do list never seem to really decrease, so I don't feel like I'm getting any real progress. I don't feel like I'm really covering any real distance. But in fact, you are. You sent that email that was hard for you to send. You made that phone call to somebody that you didn't expect to hear back from, right? Like, they called you back. Maybe you left a voicemail. Maybe you sent a text. Maybe somebody responded. Maybe you got that contract. Maybe you took that interview. Maybe you decided to write the first chapter of your book. Like, all these things are wins, but we're so focused on the prize. We're so focused on the reward. We're so focused on the outcome that we don't consider the prize in the process. And so in order to do that, I want you to make sure that you really do set a weekly reflection commitment practice. Put it in the daggone calendar. This is the only way to really ensure that you honor it and stay true to it. And the second piece of that is finding someone else to do it with. If both of you can put it on the calendar, same time every week, to go over your three wins, no matter how small or how big those wins are, you got to reward yourself more often. The more you reward yourself, the more positive energy that creates. The more you feel like you're getting somewhere, and the more you start to actually understand, oh, I am working. I am moving. We are getting ahead. We are moving forward. Things are happening in my life that are good. It's not only the things that are bad that carry the most weight. I can see the good things because I'm reflecting on them. Do your weekly reflection practice, please, as you're starting off for 2020, because you need to generate enough energy to keep it consistent. And having a reflection practice is going to help you when you start to feel February and March and April, when it's not like the big old great rush of January to go after your goals. All right. Now that I woke you up, it's time for you to level up.